Fantastic. So what are we talking to Joe Cran about? We're going to talk to him about players who are currently plying their trade abroad. And we have a number of them that are out of the country. And it's really a lot of South Africans, more than what we actually are aware. But we're just going to talk about the big ones, the ones that we all know. And maybe Joe will be able to unearth a few that we haven't heard of. Joe Cran, thank you so much again for coming onto the show. It's always a pleasure having you on.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, look, I mean, I've been following you quite closely, especially on social media, and I know that you keep a very close eye on the players that are abroad. And we've seen a couple of players essentially get onto the border, the verge of qualifying for continental European football and the likes. Can you talk us through that?
Yeah, look, I mean, the main ones we've got at the minute, obviously Percy Tau, over at Club Bruges, just signed there from Brighton on loan. He's sort of, I don't know if you can call it a Champions League debut because it's still the qualifiers, but he's playing in the Champions League now, and they've got a big game against a team called LASK, which is in the Austrian Premier League.
Yeah.
And they've got two legs against them, and if they can win that, then they're into the group stages, and Percy will finally get to line up with that, you know, theme tune going with the Champions League logo on his arm. And I mean, it's been a while since we've had someone in that tournament. I think the last one was Dino Ndlovu when he was playing for Karabakh.
Yeah.
And then in the second tier tournament, we've got Level Matida Strasbourg. Their ties are a little bit difficult. They're playing Eintracht Frankfurt, and they've got to get past them in order to try and progress into the group stages. There's one thing with Percy as well. The other thing you've got to note is if they don't beat LASK, then they will drop into the Europa League. So yeah, either way, it looks like Percy will be playing continental football this year, which is great for Bafana.
And you say that it looks like he will be playing, and that's because Percy Tau is already a mainstay in that team that he's currently. I mean, we've seen him score a couple of goals already, and he's really impressive.
Yeah, no, he's definitely hit the ground running. You know, I think that the nice thing for Percy is that the country's not new. You know, he spent last season on loan with Royal Union Saint-Gilloise, so he's not sort of having to get used to a new environment in terms of the country and the people. Obviously, there's a new team, but it's a big step up as well. You know, he's playing with far better players now. I mean, no disrespect to Saint-Gilloise, he's playing with a much higher quality of player at Club Bruges than he was last season, and I think that can only be great for him. And it's really pleasing to see how he's sort of kicked on as soon as he's arrived, you know, straight into the squad. Didn't waste any time getting goals as well, and
yeah,
I think that will be big for him, just to sort of get that monkey off his back, if you know, when he first starts.
So he's in Belgium. We've got a number of players in France, the likes of Motiba, Keegan Dolly, Zungu. I mean, Lebo Pirae. The list goes on and on. How is it looking for our South Africans there?
Look, it's quite early to say. You know, we've got guys who are playing in that top flight, but on the back of the AFCON and Keegan Dolly on the back of an injury,
yeah,
those three especially, we've got Lebo Motiba at Strasbourg, we've got Keegan Dolly at Montpellier, and Bongani Zungu at Amiens. All three of those are currently squad players. You know, that Bongani and Lebo are both given extra time off because of the AFCON, and then you had Keegan Dolly, who had that really, really nasty injury last season, and he just got himself back fit again. So, I mean, this weekend, all three of them came on in the second half of their respective games. And I was actually watching an interview with Keegan Dolly earlier in the week, and he just looks revitalised. I mean, obviously, we all wanted to see him at the AFCON. I think he would have been a big boost for Bafana if he was fit. But I do think that having a full pre-season and not having to force himself with this injury has probably been really good for him. And in this interview, like I say, he just looked like a weight's been lifted off his shoulders. And I think this season could potentially be a very, very good one for all three of those guys.
And in your view, which players that we might have not mentioned in this conversation should we look out for who are currently abroad?
Look, I mean, there's a lot of players playing overseas at the minute, and from a South African perspective. Unfortunately, not too many in the top leagues. You know, we've got a couple of guys in the UK. We've got someone like Kenny Alachabela in England. He's on the sort of brink. He's in the under-23s at Leicester, and he was he played quite a lot for them in the in the preseason when they were getting ready for this year. We've got Luther Singh, who's just signed for Moreirense in Portugal. He's on loan from Braga. Scored in his debut yesterday.
That was a good goal.
So yeah, great strike. Yeah. Not bad for. I think he was on the field about 3 minutes when he smashed that one in.
It was fantastic.
Which is, you can't ask for much more than that. There's a few. I mean, some of the younger guys, you've got Kobamelo Kodisang, who just signed for Braga B, who's going to be playing in the second division in Portugal this year. It's a guy called Keenan Ayer, who's playing in the second division in Sweden there, pushing for automatic promotion. They've had a really good season. I think he scored his first goal.
I think he's 19, if I'm not mistaken, Keenan.
Yeah. So there's a lot of boys over, and I think we need to... we just need them to keep pushing, you know. You know, we need the guys to keep knocking on the door and forcing their way into the side. And I mean, when Keegan Dolly came on for Montpellier, not this week and the weekend before, he smashed a rocket from just outside the box, hit the crossbar.
Yeah.
And I think they're the sort of impacts you need when you're coming in off the bench. You know, you've got to try and force your way into that starting 11. And those little cameos are, I suppose, how you do that. And just a little shout-out as well. I mean, over in the Women's Champions League, we've got two girls who are playing for FK Minsk. They've got a game coming up against FC Zurich for a place in the round of 16. We've got Lechego Madiba and Rachel Sabati, who are flying the flag for South Africa in the Women's Champions League, which is amazing.
And that is amazing. I know that we had a couple of other players that were trying to repeat those or to match those feats and get them the teams into the Women's Champions League, but unfortunately not. And all in all, this, I mean, as much as we don't want to have an over-reliance on abroad talent, but we cannot take for granted the type of skill that you learn when you leave the country. And all in all, this must certainly bode well for the country, both with the women's side of the game and the men's side of the game.
Definitely. I think more so for the women. You know, in the men's game, you know, we've got a league here in South Africa. It's very, very well run, very well marketed. You know, the guys are well paid, playing in the PSL. And you know, right now, as we speak, that is not the case for the women. The girls have got to try harder. They're effectively playing football for a hobby, some of them, because there's no money to be made. And I think that if we've seen something from the Women's World Cup, we've seen where our girls are at in comparison to the Germanys and the USAs and the Englands and the Frances of this world. When the women's game is concerned, and you know, we've got someone like Temi Khatlana playing over in China now, Linda Matlalo as well. And I think that the more we can get, like I say, especially for the girls, the more we can get players playing in the top women's leagues in the world, the better that can be for Banyana. But yeah, with the men's game, like you say, ultimately you want to be playing at the highest possible level, and right now the highest possible level is the Champions League, the UEFA Champions League. And look, we have our guys who are playing here for Sundowns, for Pirates, playing in the CAF Champions League, and that's amazing. But you know, like I say, we want to be at the highest possible level, and right now, as things stand on a global scale, that is the UEFA Champions League.
Joe Cran, Soccer Ludruma journalist. Now, Joe, if I want to keep a closer eye on some of the players, say in the Belgian League and so forth, and you know, it's not being televised on DSTV, how would you suggest I can go about doing this?
Look, I think the best way I can suggest is just keep an eye on all the social media pages. What I do is I follow all the different players, whether they're playing in the second division in Sweden or whether they're playing in the top league in France or Belgium or whoever. I follow the social media accounts for all of the teams, which is how I try and keep on top of what's going on. Obviously, sometimes you miss stuff, but you can only keep checking. And obviously, give me a follow on Twitter and that, and I'll try and do my best for you guys.
Absolutely. Joe, I just want, before I do let you go, now Lars Faltveig was I don't want to say a sore topic, but a contentious issue during the AFCON. How has he been in the Eredivisie? How is he doing at the moment? Do you know?
Yeah, I mean, he scored two already. I think he's played three games or four games. He's already got a couple to his name, which is good for him. It's not a level that he's new to. He's played top flight in the past. You know, he's played in England as well. So it's not something that a major, major step up for him. He started a couple of games. He's come off the bench in a couple of games. And I think he will get more goals this season. I mean, he was brilliant for Sparta Rotterdam last year. And I think that the reason that Stuart Baxter wanted him in the Bafana setup is it's because he's a massive plan B. He's a player that will change the way you play completely. And sometimes you need that. Sometimes you need that that real target man. And I mean, he's a giant. Like, he's a very big bloke. And I think that playing in the Eredivisie, especially when it comes to set pieces and scoring headers and from corners and stuff, he's going to be a threat. And I don't doubt that he'll get a fair few goals this season for Sparta.
Joe Cran, thank you so much for your time. Sokola Duma journalist, as always, very insightful. It's a pleasure talking to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Thank you. That is the Joe Cran, and you can give the man a follow on Twitter because he does keep you updated with all the latest that happens. And that's at Yes We Cran with a double N, at Yes We Cran. Joe Cran, Sokola Duma journalist, absolutely love his work. Right.